The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Mesechet Menachot is Daf Memchet, and we continue our exciting exploration of the relationship between the Kivsei Atzeret and the Shtei Halechem on Shavuot. And we've gone through a number of different very important sugyas in terms of what precisely is the relationship Lagabi Ikuva, for instance, which was started off with the Machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and between Ben Nanas. And then we went to talk about Zika, where everybody would be Moda each and back of the other. I'm reviewing this because we're going to be actually involved in some of these issues today once again along the way. And we had two possibilities. We know that Shkita is Mezakek. It's possible that even Tanufa, and when I say Tanufa, I mean the Tanufa prior to the Shkita. There is another Tanufa after Shkita, where it's Munaf as the Boser, as opposed to as the animal, which we'll be talking about later. And then we discussed the question of what gives it the Kiddush. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Now, it's even assuming that the Din of Ikuva kicks in immediately on Shkita. Does that necessarily mean that the lechem is completely kodesh after shkita, and therefore anything that would passel the keves, let's say pigel, would passel the lechem too, or that there would be no way at that point to avoid the din of kedushat lechem on it, lagabi pidyon? That too was a machloket that we had yesterday between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and there was a two pirushim in Rebbe, according to both of which Abaye v'Rava, a Shkita is sufficient to give Kedusha in terms of the shame, haguf, that it becomes now Shtei Alechem. You can't simply cancel and turn it into Kedushat Damim. The only question, Lagabi Achila, it's definitely not eaten. But that was our issue yesterday. And today, we want to talk about some curious instances in which we don't do things exactly right. So we're up to the Mem Zayin on the Beit, one line up from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Shachat Shnei Kvasim al Arba Chalot. Now, until now, we've been talking about a Shrita that was done properly. The two Kvasim are Makadesh the Shtei Alechem. Suppose you prepared four Lechem, any two of which could have been the Shtei Alechem. Moshech Shtayim Eino Menifan. Take two out of the four and use those to do the Tenufa. And obviously, this is not the Tenufa we've been talking until now. That was talking about before Shrita. Once you do the Shrita, you can't do the Tenufa of the live animal. But in this case, we're talking about the second Tenufa. So you already did the first Tenufa on the Shrita, and nonetheless, only two out of the four become Kodesh. So take out any two, do the second Tenufa, and the rest you can eat as long as you're Poda. Now this raises some serious questions about the discussion we had yesterday. And indeed, Rabbonon in the yeshiva wanted to tie it to Rav Chisda that there would be no way to work this out according to the approach we saw of Rebbe. This only works out according to the approach of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Shechita does not give it a din of Kedushat HaGuf. You need Zrika of the Kvasim to be Mekadesh the Lechem, and therefore it is possible, since they don't have any Kedushat HaGuf, you simply take out two, and the other ones, these two are the ones that are kosher, and the other ones are left with the same kedushat they always had. And then you take them out, you pay to them, and use them for whatever you want. But according to Rebbe, there's no way to do this, because according to Rebbe, Kimon, the Omar Shkita Mekacha, according to Rebbe, they were Kodesh already, the moment of Shkita. The minimal level, even though Rebbe said Kodesh, the Eino Kodesh. If you recall, yesterday we explained that even according to Abaye, the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, is at least expressed in the question of whether they would become posel biyotzei, correct? So therefore, I ask you, if they have Kedushat HaGuf, explain to me, deporik lohu hecha. Where precisely is the owner supposed to, supposed to do this pidyon, okay? Do you take them out to be poted then? Ideporik lohu meavroi. If you take them out to be poted then they became nifsa. And kiven dechtiv lifnei Hashem, If siluhu biyotze, they are now posel biyotze, and you're poseling them biyadayim when you take them out, according to Rebbe. So if you do it begavoi, you do it indoors, you're not allowed to be podet. So that, remember, according to Rebbe, we do not know which two of them require pidyon, correct? In other words, two of them, nobody knows which two are kodesh. You're taking out two. But the problem is, if you use it, you're still going to have to be potent, the other ones, right? Okay, so two have kedushas domi, two have kedushas agu. So what you would do is, you would bring along now your pidyon, the money, whatever it is, and you'd say, look, wherever there the two are that are meant to be podui, I don't know which two they are. They're all the same. You know, they're all the same kedusha. There's no biror. I can't say that I'm going to be biror, and these were the ones. So wherever they are, I am now turning them into chulin, and mebela, I'm allowed to eat chulin. So I'll eat all four of these chalot without knowing which ones I'm eating as the kosher ones, as the shtei alechem, which ones I'm eating as regular chulin. That's all very nice if you hold like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that at the point of Shechita, before you did the Zerika, you're allowed to take them out and they would never become possible. So then you're paid to them and very good. Well, who cares? Then you do the Zerika and that's all. But according to Rebbe, who holds the Kedusha was already Chal at the time of Shechita, you can't take them out and then do the Zerika and eat. Because once you took them out in order to be poured to them, assuming you need to do that, we'll see in a moment, then they became Nifsal. So two of them are going to be poured, so you're not going to know which two, but you can't eat any of them anyways. What's the point of being paid there? Because the Shtei Alecha became poured. If you're going to go ahead now and leave them inside and do the pidyon, which you'll say there's nothing wrong with that, that's true. There's nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that it becomes chulin b'azara. So how is it? You're telling me that the kohen should eat it, everything is fine. But what, bringing chulin to the azar? That's how he should eat it? Omayo chulin azara? So clearly this can only work out according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there was no kedushat aguf anyway, since you haven't done the zrika yet. Omelu Rav Chista, not necessarily. Why can't we say that it's going al libe de Rebbe, liolam karevi uporik lu gavoy? You go ahead and you do the actual kiddush indoors, and as far as the chulin bazar is concerned, chulin memela kahavya. So since the chulin bazar is memela kahavya, I'm not bringing chulin lazar. It's already here. In other words, everything that we need to deal with is here. I'm going to create a pidyon. Creating a pidyon is not bringing chulin into the azara. So what? So fine, so I have to find it. It is where it is. I don't know where it is to take it out. It's not my responsibility. So I simply go ahead and eat it. Why shouldn't I? I have no choice. I don't have anything. I'm supposed to bring it all out, possible at all. So I just remain passive. Omele Ravina Laravashi, how can he say that? Vatani kishu podan, ein podan ela bachutz. It says beferush that when you are podet, you're only podet it outdoors. What do you say about that? How can you be podet outdoors? Well, that bright is vaday Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. I mean, obviously, according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, you have no problem in doing it outdoors because there was no kedushat aguf anyway, because the shechit is a mekadeshet, so why in the world do it otherwise? But all I'm saying is, Rapista says, that according to Rebbe, it's still perfectly reasonable, except according to him, you would have to leave things the way they are and the chulin bazar would just happen. That's fine. So this part that says take it out, that certainly was said by Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, in order to avoid any element of chulin bazar. Because according to Rebbe, I couldn't possibly take it out because then I would be posseling the only two lechem that are supposed to be for the shtei lechem. I would be posseling it biyotze. Omle Ravach, Breda Rav Ravashi, but lema tavi tiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan miha. Now, the truth is the miha can be read as miha, which is at least, let's show that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Or, let us say that from the above, we could show that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. And then leave out the yud, it's miha, from the above. Yeah, there's two gears out, but both of them make sense. De itmar, what Rabbi Yochanan am I referring to? De itmar. Todah sheshachatal shmonim chalot. You'll notice that the underlying assumption here is that, look, certainly the fact that there were four chalot doesn't make any difference. Two out of the four are kodesh, you just don't know which two out of the four. That's a given.
However, unfortunately, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have exactly the same case where we have a Todah. Remember, all along, Todah was sort of the model for this. We just assumed that it's the same thing. So we have Todah that was shechted on 80 chalot instead of 40 chalot, which is the same situation. You've got 4 instead of 2, then you've got 80 instead of 40. And Rabbi Yochanan says over there, nothing is good. None of the chalot are kosher. You cannot be Mekadosh 40 out of 80. So then here he should have said the same thing. You cannot be Mekadosh 2 out of 40. You have to know what it is precisely you're being Mekadosh. So then this seems to be running against Rabbi Yochanan. Let's take a look at the machloket right here inside. Todah sheshachata shmonim chalot. Chizkiya amar. Okay, so kikshu arbaim mitok shmonim. So 40 of them got kedushat aguf. You got the same type of issues of pidyon you'll have to do here. Rabbi Yochanan, nope. Lo kichu arbaim mitok shmonim. None of them are kodesh. So how does Rabbi Yochanan understand the whole discussion in the Braita over here? Well, it's not a problem. Remember, if you put your head back in that discussion, Lav mi itmar Allah, did not Rabbi Zera refer to that machloket and explain it? And what he said, that Amar Rabbi Zera, Hakol Modim, both Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya are agreed that if you said beferish when you shefted the carbon todah, that I want 40 out of these 80 halot to be kodesh without specifying which, there Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that it's kodesh. The only question is, if you didn't say I want 40, so then we're saying, okay, so you're trying to be kodesh 80, if it could be kodesh any, but whatever the problem is, but obviously there's a difference between my being able to define it and leaving it open-ended, but still saying I'm not trying to do more than 40 chalot. So here too, it's the same situation. Achanami, why not just say the case is that the bench, the Kohen shechts the shtei alecha, the kivsei atzeret, and he says, I only want 2 out of the 4 to be kodesh. So there Rabbi Yochanan is also motive that you can have a case of 2 out of the 4. Maybe that's the case we're talking. In other words, the question of how to create the case in which you shefted the kivsei atzeret on 4 is irrelevant to our discussion. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it'll have to be that you said I only want 2. According to the way Chizkiya was running, you don't even have to say it, but whatever. The point is you're still going to have the problem of being unable to identify which 2. And therefore, you're going to have to go through this whole issue. That's it, whether you hold like Rabbi Yochanan or hold like Chizkiya. Tani Reb Chanina Tirata, Kameda Rabbi Yochanan, Shachat Arba'a Kvasim Ashtei Chalot. How about the other way around? How about if you're shechted on 2 chalot, but you used 4 kvasim, and there's only supposed to be Shnei Kivsei Atzeret. So here's what you do. Take 2 of those kvasim, and before you do the Zrikas Adam, I'll shame the Kiddush of the Lechem, take out 2 kvasim, and be Zorik the Dam, Shalo Lishman. And that way, you're shechting them, L'shem Shalomim Be'alma, and at least they'll be kosher. They're not Olu Labalim L'shem Chova, so you have the 2 that you're then going to shech in order to be the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Okay, so now you'll have 2 kosher Shalomim Ki'ilu, Kochei Kadashim, and 2 Shalomim that are Mekadosh Lechem, the Kivsei Atzeret. But if you do it the other way around, then you're in big trouble. Because if you don't do it that way, if you don't first do Zrikas Adam Shelo Lishman first, and then take the remaining 2 and do Zrikas Adam, so then what's going to happen is that these other 2, let's say you first go ahead and you shech L'shem Kiddushat Halech, then that means that the other 2 that you didn't shame L'shech L'shem Malecha were near U V'nit Hu. And that's the whole discussion we had yesterday. If something was nearer to be Mekudesh with Alechem, because Alechem was there b'shas Shechita, and it was Nitcha because the other 2 already took the Kedushas Alechem, then there's no way I can now change it to make the Shalol Lishma better than Lishma. So I can't check the Lishma, so how can Shalol Lishma be better than the Lishma? Therefore, do it first, so you don't have the Nero v'Nitchu. That's one approach, and it's dependent on how we learned yesterday. The other way of saying it is very simple. If you don't say to do shalo lishma, and you do all four lishma, then obviously the second two are going to be puzzled because there is no such lishma. And therefore, if you're going to be mafsid the last two, because they're not necessary for the Gedushat HaLechem, and there's no such carbon, and the Torah never gave a place for it, so it's possible.
They become shlomim as a default.
That's correct. They're not called shlomim the way that the Todah, we said before. There's a difference between the relationship of Chalat to Todah and the relationship of Shtei HaLechem that it gives the Atzara. They're not called shlomim stuff. Omar lo Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, now wait a second over here. What you're doing is you're telling a guy to basically sin. You're saying, well, we wouldn't want to lose all those yummy steaks, you know. So therefore, do Ezrika Shalol Lishma. I mean, you're not allowed to do Ezrika Shalol Lishma. So v'chi omrim lo la'adam, amod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh. What do we say? Go ahead and do things wrong so that you should be able to have lots of good steak and cholent from the, well... So Sholent, I guess, only if it comes out on Shabbos, that we're going to talk about later. But you'll have at least lots of good steak from these two shlomim, where you wouldn't want to lose that. So Mamela, Shech the Shalol Lishma. Whoever is such a thing, I'll prove to you you can't do that, because of Atanan. Evrei Chatat, Shinitavu Be'evrei Ola. Here you've got a lot of sides. Now, some of them are meant to be burned on the Mizbeach as Olot. Others are meant to be eaten by the Kohanim because they were Chata'ot. I get them mixed up. Says Rabbi Eliezer, well, what you could do is bring it all up to the Mizbeach. At least that way, you've got the Ola. Ah, you'll say, but you're not allowed kosher menu. Li'ishim, the rest is osur v'bal taktiru. So how are you allowed to bring up osur v'chatas onto the mizbeach if it's osur to bring it? Ro'e ani et b'sar chatat l'mala, kilu hu yetzim. I hold, and this was a sheet of Reb Eliezer, we had many, many places, that defining something as fuel instead of as that which is being consumed as achila turns it into fuel for all intents and purposes. Therefore, you're not bringing evrei chatas. You're just bringing strange-looking wood. That's all. I mean, it's carbon. You're bringing, what's the difference? If it's this kind of carbon or that kind of carbon, it's actually carbon and water. What's the big deal? So, okay, you bring it and burn it.
The point of this sheet of wood is actually...
What is fuel in every
it's
earth?
Not a
well, even there may be you can give oila, you give a korban etzim for the etzim, then you'll need other etzim as the fuel for these etzim. But again, on the contrary, it's the intent that defines it. So, okay, but how about if you don't hold of Rabbi Eliezer that you can simply pretend it's something else? The Chachamim omrim, look, it's bad news. To ubar tzuratan, you'll just have to wait till it becomes possible. Lina, v'yetzu lebeit ha-sreifa, and you'll have to just burn it tomorrow, because you certainly can't put it up if you're going to be bringing the iser of evrei chatat on the mizbeach. Now, I ask you, why not? Amai, says Rabbi Yochanan, why not say, look, amod v'chatei? Look, it's better to do this sin. It's like the Shalol Lishma. No, because at least this way the Eila will be kosher. You'll be bringing the Eila, so you won't be mafsid the Eila. So you see, you don't do such a thing. It's the same way you don't do it over there. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to sin. You turn it into fuel, like you buy dubby fish. I mean, wood. So that would be okay. But if you hold according to the Chachamim that you can't do that, we don't have an eight. So, okay, so do it wrong. At least you'll save the oil. And you're telling me we could do that. Do it wrong. Shecht et shalol lishma. And that way at least we'll save the state. So he told Rabbi Yochanan, there's no comparison. Here you're telling me that I should do a chait with the chatas to save the oila. I'm not going to do a chait with the chatas to save the oila. What I'm suggesting is preserve the carbon that you're working on if the only way to preserve it is to do a Shalol Lishma, not do some other Isser. Change, because all I'm saying is that in terms of the hierarchy of what is more valuable, the question of throwing the carbon out entirely or doing the Shkita Shalol Lishma and then having the carbon, it's adif to have the Shkita Shalol Lishma and have the carbon. Does it make sense? You're bringing me a case where you're saying, well, what are we going to say? but a Torah guy to be Mechallel Shabbos, it's obviously not. We're not talking about something else. I'm measuring it in terms of the very thing that I'm trying to preserve. So to preserve the Shlomim, I'm saying shecht it as a Shlomim instead of as the Kivsei Atzeret. What's so terrible about that? What does that have to do with this case? So therefore, Reb Chanina Tirta says to Reb Yochanan, I don't accept your question. Because Amod v'chate b'chatat b'shroshetiske b'chatat. If there was a way to save the chatat. So I would say, okay, so do the chatat wrong to save the chatat. That I would say. But Amod v'chate b'chatat b'shroshetiske b'olah? But over here, there's nothing you're going to be able to do for the chatas. You're just going to burn it. So, and you're not allowed to burn it. They're saying, well, burn it. At least that way you'll have an oila. Why would I have a right to do something wrong with the chatas to save another carbon, which is an oila? There, it's not an order of, there's no hierarchy there at all in terms of the chatas per se. I never suggested to that. Oh, says Rabbi Yochanan. So if it were one thing, then it would be okay, huh? So, b'chodem milta mi amrina, what are you going to do with the following? Vatanya, kivsei atzeret, sheshachatan shelo lishman, o sheshachatan, let's say, lifnei zmanam. So it's before Shavuos, or it's after Shavuos. So the din over there is, hadam yizarek v'abasar yeachel. So you could still do the zarika and eat the basar, even though it's not good for the lechem, obviously. But if it was Shabbos, since it's not a carbon that is now meant to be brought on Shabbos because you're not using it to be matir the lechem, and that was the carbon sibur that was meant to be brought on Shavuos, which was chal on Shabbos. So if it's Shabbos, you shouldn't do the zrika because it's not, you know, even though, I mean, what's the big yisser? But this is not a carbon that you're supposed to be bringing on Shabbos. So don't be zorik. Now, lemaise, if you were zorik to dam, it's still a perfectly kosher carbon. I mean, obviously, you don't do any Chil Shabbos. You can't bring the Emurim today. But the Emurim don't become possible at night. You can bring the Emurim at some Mitzvah Shabbos. Go burn the Emurim. Fine. That's okay. So if you were Zerg, it was worth it in terms of Lahakir Emurim La'erek. Now, the problem is, if you do not do the Zrika today on Shabbos, then you're never going to be able to do the Zrika because the Dam is going to be Nifsal the moment Shkia comes along. So then, either if you're going to do it before Shkia, well, you're not supposed to. If you do it after Shkia, you don't have kosher Dam. Now, according to you, better to do it before Shkia, and that way, at least you'll save the karma. And now it's the same karma. And it says, Beferish, you don't do that. It's the same case. Here's the Kivsei Atzeret. I mean, with a slightly different problem. There's no lechem, but I mean, the bottom line is, it's the same. If you look at it, it's the same as the 2 and 4 issue. Two of them can't be coming for the lechem. So for all intents and purposes, it's Kivsei Atzeret without lechem. Says Rabbi Yochanan Turtat, and that's not a problem. Because, let me just conclude Rabbi Yochanan Turtat. Am I? Lema mod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh. To which Rabbi Yochanan Turtat explained, Amod v'chate b'shabbat k'day shetizkeh b'shabbat amrinan. It's the same thing, it's two different things. If this had something to do with what is today valued, but improper. So I would say, look, you have to decide what's more kedai. But what are you going to say? Do a chet in terms of the Shabbos in order to be zorcha b'chol. That's considered like two different things. So Amod v'chate b'shabbat k'day shetizkeh b'chol lo amrinan. Now we attack in the other direction. So in other words, we're all agreed that certainly if it were two different issues, we would not say Amod v'chatei b'shvil. And yet I can actually bring you the case where the other extreme would be true. There are two issues, and I still say Amod v'chatei in two different things. U'betarte mile lo amin and Amod v'chatei k'dei shetizkeh? How about the famous Mishnah in which we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, what to do in a case where you had a barrel of wine that was truma, and it's standing over there next to the gut. Now this, it's already past Aksha. They had this whole fancy Aksha where all of the wine was done b'tahara and so on, and that was the wine that he used for truma. And now the badatz has left. You have amaratzim working there. Everything is tamei now, and they've done already a few runs of tamei wine. And all of a sudden, the barrel springs a leak of the truma, and now it's headed towards the tummy got, what do you do? Can we head off the wine before it becomes tummy? questions. And now the question is like this. Suppose I only have another barrel, which is tummy. So here I'm faced with a terrible situation. If I use that barrel to save the wine, to prevent it from getting into the tummy, God, then I'm going to be mitame the truma, be a diet. On the other hand, if I let it all go into the gut, then I destroy everything in the gut because the truma that mixes with the chulin can't even be sold to a kohen because it's worthless because it's truma tamea. So I'm going to have to throw out the whole run. It's going to answer up to 100 times more. Terrible. So what do I do? So over there, we have in the Mishnah that a chavit shel yayin of truma, shenishbara begata el yonah, it broke in the upper part of the gut where there isn't, and it's going to now be dripping down from the adasha, dripping down now into the place where have betachtonah hunt mein. Moda Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yoshua. Look, everybody agrees if there's anything that you can do to be, let's say you only have a small pitcher that's tar, and you can save a pitcher full of truma, but that's going to mean the rest is going to be wrecked. You have to do that. Im yocholat silmi mena revi'it b'tahara, then you have to save it and allow the rest to be metamim the truma. But what about if there's nothing you can save b'tahara that has a significant shear? What about that? So Rebbe Eliezer says, well, there's nothing you can do. You can't take a tummy kli and be matame the truma biyadayim only in order to save yourself $100,000 worth of wine in the gut. So tered v'titame v'al yitam ena biyat. Don't go and actively be matame. Rabbi Yeshua says, nah, you can even be matame biyat. So what do you see from there? They are two separate issues. You've got chulin in a vat, and you've got truma that's flowing, and we're saying it's okay to do a little sin with the truma, because that way you're going to save the chulin. No. So, I mean, there's certainly at least a shita that seems to be saying even in two different things it would be okay. Nah, that's not the same at all. Shani hatem l'tuma ka'azla, the svar of Rabbi Yeshua is, this truma is dead. Because for all intents and purposes, in another second, it's going to be tummy anyway. Therefore, you're not being chote. So the question is, should you be actively involved? Or is it inappropriate to be actively involved? But there's no hate over here. So I'm saying in terms of inappropriateness, it's okay to act inappropriately. Because you're not really doing anything wrong. You're saving yourself $100,000. And then the melees of people say, oh, okay, thank you very much. You paid $100,000. You know, if it gives you so much pleasure to go, so, all right. You know, it depends how much you're ready to pay for it. So, but in our case, where you're going to actively be doing something that is usher to do, now you're trying to measure it in terms of a hierarchy of values to determine what's more important. Obviously, it has to be the same issue. How can you apply two different issues to each other and say there's a hierarchy? So, Mamela, there we seem to be agreed, whether it's Rabbi Yochanan or yeah, I don't know why I keep forgetting his name, Reb Chanina Turta. Yeah, Reb Chanina Turta. It's because there's 15 different Gersa. Tirta, Turata, Turata. It's literally, there's so many different Gersa out here. But, all right, so our Gersa Tirta, name of a town. Apparently not by his neighborhood, or he would have been here. He could never have lost out an opportunity like that.
A
castle. Oh, maybe. Castletown. Right. That's right. Yes, indeed. Ki'ata Rav Yitzchak, Tani. Now, when Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, he brought along a bright that said like this. Kivsei Atzeret, Shachtan Shaloka Bitzvatan, Psuli. Now, we've been discussing all along the assumption that if you shachted at Shalolishman, that it would certainly be kosher. The only question is, do we tell a guy to actively do so? But here, Rabbi Yitzchak brought along now from our Tzrola Braita, in which they said that it would actually be possible, and I assume the only way it would be possible, you see, is because the Kivsei Atzeret were brought together with a Seir Lechatat and the Shnei Elim for the Lecha. So that means that the Torah seems to put them together with the Chatas. A Chatas, which is Shechet Shel Lishma, is indeed possible. So since we don't really have another model for the Kivsei Atzeret, in other words, what exactly are Kivsei Atzeret? Are they really Karbanot Shlamim? They can't be brought by the Dova. They can't be bought by a Tzibur. There's no such carbon as a Tzibur bringing the Shlamim. So the thing to compare them to is to the Chatat that's mentioned in the same pasuk. Therefore, it would be possible. We've been assuming all along that that certainly is not the case. and they should be burnt. So Omar, Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, let me explain what's going on here. Mar de makish lo lechatas. I mean, I see what's happening. You, sir, are taking for granted in this brayta that the din of the kivsei atzeret is meant to be compared to the chatas vasitem seir izim echad lechatat ushnei kvasim b'nei shana lezevach shlamim. So you're saying that zevach shlamim, being as it's unique, is compared to the chatat in the pasuk of seir izim echad lechatat. That's why you're saying it's possible. So you brought a brayta tani psulim, but it happens to be that all along here in Bavel we have been following the brayta of the Tana Deve Levi, as I'm going to show you later. The Tana Deve Levi say that it makes more sense to learn out a type of korban, even though it's a chova, from an equivalent type of korban, which is an adava, than to compare it to a different type of korban that is being brought with it, and the chatas. But therefore, the Tana Deve Levi, who would learn out shalmei chova from shalmei nedava, as opposed to learning it out from the chatat, then it would be kosher. And all along over here, we have been assuming indeed that it would be kosher. So then you'd have to say in this brayta, it would have to read kshirim, you see. The Tana Deve Levi, I'll show you where we have an equivalent case, because I'll tell you what Levi said. Now, up until now, we've been talking about the dinim of a nazir. So the dinim of a nazir, you recall, is also a case where we have shlamim. That's why we needed to use el nazir as a model, where you have shlamim that are being brought together with olot or asham or chatat, right? So that's why we said, how can we use a regular toda as a model? And we ended up using the El-Nazir as a model. But meanwhile, let's take a look further at the similarity. So we have a din over there at Brayta that says that if you needed to bring a korban that was meant to be within its first year, and instead you bring within its second year, or vice versa, so there the halacha is that the zvachim are not kosher. And now, cut into the words here, continues the Brayta, v'shar shalmei nazir, the other shalamim that are brought, that were brought wrongly, that are brought shaloka mitzvatan, meaning even though they were brought shalom lishman, or perhaps the shalmei nazir, which has to be an ayah, which means by definition it's not a keves, it has to be older than its first birthday. Well, either chat. So if they were brought shaloka mitzvatan, Rashi is doche the possibility that we're talking in all along here about the wrong age. He doesn't like that pshat. There's some of the Gaonim who said that's the meaning of shaloh all along here, shaloka mitzvatan. Rashi says there's no such thing as shocht on shaloka mitzvatan when it's the wrong age. You would say hevian shaloka mitzvatan. So he sees this entire sugya as a hevian. He sees this whole thing as a direct continuation of what we've been talking about all along. Shchita shalom lishma. Which makes a heck of a lot more sense anyway. So, in any event, so here too, if the shalmei nazir, and now remember that these shalmei nazir are put together, this el nazir is put together with all of the other korbanos of the nazir, nonetheless, the other shalmei nazir that are shchita shalom kemitzvatan are the same as a typical el nazir, in the sense that they're nechalim l'yom v'layla. But, of course, since it's shalom lishman, there's no lechem that's brought with them, and there's no zroa b'shila of the aisle, because this isn't an el nazir, since it's shechter shalom lishman. So what does that show you? That they, the Tani Levi, they did not say, well, in this case, this is not a typical shalom. After all, could you get up and make an adava of an el nazir? Absolutely not. Nonetheless, they learned out that type of strange shlamim, which is a mandated shlamim, out of typical shlamim, to say that shlamim shalol shman are kosher. And they didn't say, well, now wait a minute, he's bringing a korban chatas, let's compare it to the korban chatas, and therefore would be potzer shalol shman. They never said such a thing. So that means, given the option of comparing a nedava to it's to a chovah, to the same form of carbon which can be brought as an adava, or comparing it to an adjacent carbon, which is of a different type, like an chatas, the Levi is saying we don't always choose the same type, even though it's an adava, in which case that explains our entire approach here in Bavel, which is that we're assuming that if you shecht it, shal meitzibo shelo lishma, it's no different than shechting any shlamim, even shalmei nedamim shelo lishma, and therefore it would be perfectly kosher. Maybe if it was a net, it would lo ala labalim shem chova, but that's irrelevant to the kashrut of the korban per se. Meitive, asham ben shana, vehevi ben shtayim. How about in a case where you're mechuyev to bring an asham as a keves? So let's say a mitzorah has to bring a keves. A nozer became tomei as opposed to the typical nozer, and has to bring a keves. And instead he brought the standard asham, like the asham gezela, the asham eila, the asham charuf, all of those things. Those things are supposed to be the ben shtayim, and instead you brought the ben shah. So what would be the din in such a case? So there it's says that if you brought a ben shana instead as a ben shtayim, or a ben shtayim instead you brought as a ben shana, they're possible. And the din is to ubar tzuratan v'yitzula beit esrifa. This din b'chlal about to ubar tzuratan, that is really a machloket elsewhere, whether if you have a psula guf, that it's considered to still require to ubar tzuratan. Is this type of thing considered psula b'gufai? If it is, according to some, it should be burned immediately. You don't need to ubar tzuratan. But that's not important for us. Here we're going according to Waman Diyama, this particular word about to ubar tzuratan. Maybe you don't really need to ubar tzuratan, but that is not what concerns us. What concerns us is the fact that it says it's possible, you see. If it says that it's possible, then you're telling me that I do not learn it one asham from the other. I don't say, well, I mean, even though this is an asham of the type that is a 1 year, we could learn it from a different type of asham, which is an asham that can be brought as a 2 year, or vice versa, the way we would be saying in this case. And on the other hand, if you have an olat nazir and an olat yoledet, an olat mitzorah, where over here they were b'nei shtei shanim v'shachatan kisherin. Now this, of course, why is there a difference? Very simply, there's a difference. Could I bring a korban oilas nedava that was 2 years old? Absolutely, whenever I want. So even though I'm bringing something that was meant to be a keves, it has to be within its first year, as an oilas, I'm bringing it as the wrong age, I'm saying that it's kosher. You know why? Kololo shaldava. If it's kosher as an adava, then it's kosher even as the olat chova, at least that I'm not going to burn it. But if it would be possible, you see, if it would be possible by a chatas, then it would be possible by an asham, because I don't have an asham that I can learn out from that would be an equivalent nadava. I certainly am not ready to learn out an asham of type A from an asham of type B, because I don't have an option to bring type B just because I feel like it. But where I could bring this exact korban as a nadava, the way that it is now, so then I'll learn it out of that case. It's about the Torah accepts a carbon like that. And so you see clearly from here that despite the fact that something is defined in context in a particular way, and it's a chovah, I'm a chuyev to bring this olat yoledet, and I'm bringing it wrong, doesn't matter. It's kosher because of the fact that there's an equivalent carbon that could be brought as an adava, and I learn out the chovah type from the nedava type. And I don't learn it out from the context of the unique chiyuv that's here that doesn't have options. So how is it then that Rabbi Yitzchak said that the kivsei atzeret would be possible if the kivsei atzeret can be learned out from typical shlamim, which could be brought as a nedava? Well, what's the kasha? I mean, why can't this brayta simply be the tenet of a Levi? We already explained that there was an alternative approach that we've been learning all along, according to which we will always prefer making a comparison of the mandated version of a carbon from its nedava version rather than learning it from the particular context. Okay, that's what this is saying. All it's adding is that even according to the Ve'levi, since an Asham doesn't have an unmandated Asham, there's no way to learn it from its unmandated version, you see. But that's perfectly reasonable according to the Tanna de Ve'levi. And therefore, what he asked, cash from Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak wasn't going according to the Tanna de Ve'levi. He said that all along. Now, therefore, answers the Gemara, Hai Tanna is the Ve'levi who. And therefore, it's not a kasha on Rav Yitzchak. Tashma? The Tani Levi, Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzora, Sheshachatan Shelo Lishman, Kisherim, V'lo Alula Ba'alim L'Shum Chova. And that, remember, we learn that the din of Shelo Lishman, except according to Rebbe Loza that we had back in the first Mishnah in Zvachim, that only Chatat, he is Psula, nothing else is Psula. Asham is not Pasul Shelo Lishman. That's why we said, except for this din of Shelo Lishman. So, if you shecht it now, Shelo Lishma would be kosher, except it's all about B'Shem Chova, just like any other carbon shecht at Shelo Lishma. Now, how about if you shecht it Mechuser Zman, Beba'alim, so that it's before the time that the Ba'alim is Ro'oi, so it's before you finish the Svira, and you're going to have to wait until the Nazir became Tar with the Chatas and the Paras Chatas, so he needed the Zrika on the fourth day, the seventh day. Suppose you shechted it too early. And therefore it cannot be the Asham Nazir. Or it was the wrong age. Instead of being a Keves, it was B'nei Shtei Shanim. And then you shechted it. It's possible. Now, of course, this is completely consistent with what we just learned and said it's the Tanna de Ve'levi. But now we want to question, why don't we learn, in fact, the Asham from the Shlamim? Vim ita ligmar mishlamim. If the truth is that Tanna de Ve'levi are willing to learn out a chova from an edava, why can't they learn out the Asham from the Shlamim? Because anyway, the Asham is not included in all of the psulim of the Chatas. The Torah specifically excludes it from the psulim of Shelo Lishma. Well, that's not a question. All along, the only thing that the Tanna de Ve'levi was saying is that we learn out the same type of carbon from its unmandated version. Where do you have an Asham that you can learn out from an Asham Nadava, since an Asham Nadava doesn't exist? Therefore, Shlomi Mishlomim Gamar. Asha Mishlamim Logamar. So wait a minute. Okay, so then I have another issue. If you're to see what the Gemara is doing now is very clever. What we really, remember, we took for granted a moment ago two things. The Gemara wants to reverse the tables on us and force us to question why we didn't look at it the other direction. What is it, two things? What we said was, is that if we've got two types of Ashama, so one Asham has to be within its first year, a Kevet. The other one has to be an aisle post its first year. As a matter of fact, maybe post 13 months. It's not even enough to be post, to be called an aisle. That's a question already when it reaches puberty. So it has to be 13 months old. It's, so, fine. Whatever the din is. We said, well, that for sure. We're not going to learn out one form of an Asham from another form of an Asham. Now we said it's Pasha. But we'll be willing to learn out a Shlamim, which is a Chovah, the El Nazir, from a Shlamim, which is an Adav. That we took for granted. Now we're inverting it. We're saying, wait a minute. This is our first question, which we just finished. Wait a minute. Why can't we learn out from Asher from a Shlomi? Well, because we only learn out from the same type of unmandated. So we're talking that out. Ah, so then you're telling me the important thing is the type. If the important thing is the type, why is the issue mandated from unmandated? Why not type A sub 1, type A sub 2? Asham Me'ileis, Asham Gezeleis, from Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzera, or vice versa. But why does it have to be Dafka? Maybe indeed we should say, look, the Torah is Mater and Asham that's Ben Shtei Shanim. Zbechayim and Asham Ben Shtei Shanim in certain cases. So you brought it in the wrong case, or vice versa. Maybe it should be kosher. And it should not be two Batsuratam Yetzil Beit Asrifa. Lo Alula Ba'alim L'Shum Chova. It's not the correct Asham for the Nazir. But it's a kosher carbon. Let Ganim eat the Basar. Why wouldn't that be just as reasonable according to the Tanna de Ve'levi? So this is what the Gemara is asking now. Igamar shlamim mishlamim. The important point is that as long as you're a member of the same set of karbanot, such as a type of shlamim. I mean, look, you're going all the way from Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur, which is an absolutely unique subset of shlamim for two reasons. Not only because it's Shalmei Chova, because it's Shalmei Tzibur. It's Kodesh Kodashim. Give me another example of that. Nonetheless, he's willing to, but it's all part of the overall section called Shlomi.
No.
So Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzera are not part of the same subsect, part of the same overall set of Ashamais. Learn out Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzera from Asham Gzelot and Asham Milot. It's saved at 2 years old. They're also kosher, vice versa. Learn out an Asham Gzelot and Asham Milot from Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzera. You said, no, throw it out, burn it. Why? Omer of Shimi Barashi. Now, hold on a second here. Danin davar shalo behekshero, mi davar shalo behekshero. Excuse me. It has nothing to do with its being subsections. That's not the point. What we said was, given the same type of korban, with all of its necessary parameters correctly filled out, it's the right age, everything's fine. Now, I'm trying to say, what is the halacha of this carbon if I did it shelo lishma? So why can't I learn out one from the other? I don't understand. The Torah never said anything. I'm not doing anything that the Torah said differently. I'm just asking, what's the din shelo lishma on shlomi? Is it reasonable to say that the din of shelo lishma on shlomi should be learned from shlomi rather than learning it from a chattas just because a chattas is being broken? Of course it is. What kind of ridiculous question is this? The parameters here are not filled out correctly. This was supposed to be 2 years old, this is 1 year old. But what's the difference if it's filled out correctly or not filled out? Well, I don't understand what you're comparing. It's not, you're telling me to change the din of what the carbon is because sometimes there is such a carbon. Where did anybody ever make such an absurd suggestion? Because sometime, someplace, there is such a carbon, therefore, it's basically okay. That's nonsense. Wait a minute, no, it's not. The law? How about that famous limud, and we did this a dozen times back in Zvachim? Minayin liyotzei, she'im ala lo yered. How do I know that in a pinch we already had a carbon that was yotzei you were supposed to get rid of, and instead you put it on the Mizbeach? You brought it back into the Azor and put it on the Mizbeach. How do I know that it remains on the Mizbeach and you don't take it out of the Mizbeach lo yered? Because in a boma, yotzei is kosher. I mean, I should hope so. A boma is yotzei by definition. If it's the zman of akrovas haboma, so then there's no such thing as yotzei. And nonetheless, it says, well, there is such a carbon somewhere, isn't there? 500 years ago in Timbuktu. And we're still saying that's good enough excuse to leave it up on the Mizbeach. So kosher came, why wouldn't it be kosher? If I'm telling you, well, I mean, it may not be good for an Asham Nazir, but it's good for an Asham Me'ilais. That's not as good as Timbuktu. And, of course, we come back with the very famous answer that we said a dozen times in Zvachim, that in reality, that was not the Makor. It wasn't the logic. It's first we needed the Torah to tell me Zot, Torat, Ha'olah, that under any and all circumstances, anything which is on Olah is not Yored, and it's Mekudesh. Then, because we had Mi'utim, we had to define, okay, which one is the most reasonable to remain up, and which one is the most reasonable to insist we take down. So then we start taking a look even at far-fetched comparisons. But in terms of the halacha, we needed first the Torah to be makish all of the oil to each other before we would do something so nonsensical. But here we don't have any basis to say a carbon that is supposed to be 2 years old would be kosher if it's 1 year old, because I find a carbon that's kosher when it's 1 year old. No way. Tan Rabban, Shachat Shnei Kvasim Al Arba Chalot, Moshech Shtayim Mehem, Umenifan, Vashar Nechalot B'Pidyon. Amru HaKabon and Kamei Rav Chista. Well, Adalo Karebi, because if it's going to Rebbe, he's got a big problem. Kivin the Omer Shkita Mekancha, where are you going to do this Pidyon exactly? The Poriklu Hecha, Ida Poriklu Mi'avroi. Look, it says it's Bnei Hashem. Okay, so then that means it's meant to be Bifnim. Since according to Rebbe, it already has Kedusha B'Shah Shchita, Ifsulu B'Yotzei. Igavoy, says Kamayach Hulan La'azora. Omelo Rav Chista, Le'yelam K'Rebbe, Uporek L'Gavoy, so you're saying it's Hulan Ba'azora. So it's Hulan Ba'azora. What am I supposed to do? The Hulan M'Mela Ka'av, I didn't bring you Hulan to an Azora. Omelo Ravina L'Vashva, Tanya, Kishu'u Podan, Ein Podan, Ela Bachutz. Oh, okay, that's true, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. I mean, of course, why would I have anything do it in such a way that we're left with Chulam Bazar? I understand. But according to Rabbi, you have no choice. So, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi, I have said a little bit, you would say, Omele Ravacha, Bereda Rabbele Ravashi, Lema Tihavi Tiyuvta de Rabbi Yochanan Miya, Tietma. Todah Shishachtal Shmonim Chalot, which is exactly the same case as saying a Zitzek HaMashibo that you shechted on four, Chizki Omer Kichu Aboy Mitok Shmoni, Rabbi Yochanan Miya Lord Kichu Aboy Mitok Shmoni. So what? It's just logistics. Rabbi Yochanan is also Moda. If you said beferishly kachwa ba'im mitok shmonim, that there's definitely 40 that are kodesh, so you're too, that'll be the case. But you're still left with exactly the same halachic challenges, because you don't know which one is which, you still have to be paid the same issues of yotze, so if you handle the logistics however you wish. Tani Rabbi Hanina Tirta, Kameid Rabbi Yochanan, Shachat arba'a kivasim al shtei chalot. Moshech Shnaimian Vizorik Dabar Shalodish, run before you do anything else, because otherwise you're going to lose them. Sheim Iata Omerkach, Hivsadata Eta Achronim, and this is triage, baby. Amala Rabbi Yochanan, triage. He omrim lo ladama mod vechate, Bishvil shetiske, Viatnan Ebrecha tachinitavu bevreola, Rabbi Eliezer omregitinu lemala. And that way, at least you save your Ayla. And how can you bring a Bosachatas Lamala? Bosachatas Lamala, you dub it to be Eitzim. V'chachamim omrim, to Ubar Tzuratan, since they don't hold of this, I dub the Eitzim story. So there's nothing to do. To Ubar Tzuratan, v'yatzulabit Esrefa. According to you, sir, why don't we simply say, Amod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh, that way you'll have an Ayla? No, I never said such a thing. Amod v'chatei b'chatat, b'shvil shetizkeh b'chatat is all I said. And that I stick by. I would say that here too, except, of course, it has nothing to do for the chatat. But why am I going to tell you, amod v'chatei b'chatat, b'shvil shetizkeh b'ola? What does that have to do with my statement of analyzing what's more valuable? That lo amrinan. Oh, really? Says Rabbi Yochanan. B'chonim yiltam mi amrinan? V'atanya kivsei atzeret sheshachatan shelo lishman, o sheshachatan ben lifnei zrika, o ben leachar zmana, ben lifnei zmana, ben leachar zmana, habadam yizarek v'abasar yeachel. But if it's Shabbos, then since it's not meant to be brought on Shabbos, so what are you being meichin for now? So don't be zarek. But lamais, if you were zarek, then a korban is certainly going to be kosher. Obviously not for chilul Shabbos. You wait till tonight, and then you'll be makadeng more and later. But according to you, let us tell the man, go ahead and do it, because at least you'll save the korban. Am I? Lema amod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh? No. Amod chatei b'shabbat kedei shetizkeh b'shabbat, I would have said. But that's not the case over here. We're saying amod v'chatei b'shabbat in order that you should be makav dei murim tonight. And that lo amrin amod chatei b'shabbat kedei shetizkeh b'chol lo amrin. Ubetarte mile lo amrina, vatzan chavit yayin shel truma, shenishbara begata elyona, ubetachtona chulin tmeim, and now the wine is inexorably following its path downwards. Ah! Alarm bells are ringing, and it's about to hit the gata atachtona, which is filled with chulin tmeim, which is an utter disaster. Motor Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua, look, if you've got a kli that's tohar, that at least Yachola Tzilmi Men or Vi'it Petara, you have no choice. Save what you can, Mishmeret Trumotai, and let the rest go down into the depths. But how about if you can't save any of it, and now you'd like to put it all before it gets down to the bottom, take a big barrel, stick it at the edge of the end of the channel that's leading from the Gata Oyonah to the Gata Takonah, and prevent any of it from falling into the Chulin Tumayim, but you're going to be putting it into a barrel that's Tumayim. So Rabbi Eliezer, you can't do that. Let it find its own way to perdition. Tereid v'titamein v'al yitamein v'yad. Rabbi Yeshua, av yitamein v'yad. So why? We're telling him chatei to be save yourself the money of the Chulin. No, but that's because it's anyway going to become Tame. So we're not telling you to be Chate. Ki ante Rav Yitzchak Tani, Kivsei Atzeret, all of the discussions we had until now are moot. Because Lomaisa Kivsei Atzeret, Shoki Shloki Mitzvata, they would be puzzled. The two barts are atami to the Beit HaSrifa. Says Reb Nachman, well, hold on a second. You're making the underlying assumption that you should be makish, the zivche atzeret, to the kvasim that are being brought, I mean, to the seiri zim that are being brought together with the shnei kvasim, because they're mentioned in the same pasuk. So you are makish vasitem seiri zim achad to the shnei kvasim b'nei shana, to zavach hashlamim. But the Tanit Ve'Levi, who learns out always Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava, the correct word would be Ksherim, not Psulim. The Tanit Ve'Levi, V'Shar Shalmei Nazir, that Yishech the Chalok and Mitzvatan, they would still be Ner Cholim Leyom V'Layla, the way an El Nazir would be eaten, except that they're not an El Nazir. They're a type of shlomim that's eaten liyom v'layla, which is similar to a toda. And, of course, ein tu'unim, lo lechem, v'lo zroa, but there's still kasher shalo nishma, despite the fact that you could have compared them to the chatas that they're being brought together with. They don't. You see that they say it's better to compare the mandated to the unmandated. Same thing would be true over here. Better to compare the mandated shlomim, ashami tzibur, to the unmended shlomim v'shami nedav. Meitve, asham ben shana vevi ben shtayim. Ben shtayim vevi ben shana psulim v'tu ubar tzuratan v'yitzu lebet asrifa. Aval olat nazir v'olat yoledet v'olat mitzora that are meant to be kvasim and you brought them as elim and they were b'nei shtei shanim and you did the shmita, it's kosher. Why? Klalo shel davar kol akasher v'olat nedava is kasher b'olat chova v'kol ha'pasur b'chatav pasur b'asham chutz b'shalo l'shma. So how could Rabbi Yitzchak say that we would view the chiyav of zivke shamei tzibur as the equivalent of a chatas instead of saying, just like we're saying over here about the olas nazir, which also could have been compared to the chatas, and said we don't say that. No, well, maybe that's the Tanit Ve'Levi. We said all along that obviously the Tanit Ve'Levi disagrees with that approach. So, hi, Tanit Ve'Levi. Toshma, the Tanit Ve'Levi, Asham Nazir V'Asham Mitzora, Sheshachatan Shalo L'Shman Ksherim, V'Lo Alu L'Baalim L'Shum Chova, Shachatan M'Chutzer Zman B'Baalim, O Shayu B'nei Shtei Shanim, V'Shachatan Psulim. Why? I thought according to the Tanit Ve'Levi, we can learn one carbon out of another. So why not learn out the usher from Shlomim? Ligma Mishlomim. What are you talking about? You can learn out Shlomim Mishlomim. Can you learn an usher from Shlomim? Ah, so in other words, the only thing that matters is the type of carbon it is. So then do it the other way around. If he's ready to learn out Shlomim from Shlomim, even though they're very different, the Shalmei Chayiv of a Tzibor from a Shalmei Nedav of a Yachid, nonetheless, he says, learn them out because it's the same. So let me learn out an ashram of one type from an ashram of another type. I'll learn out an ashram nazir and ashram mitzayra and say that they're kosher even if they're 2 years old, just like an ashram gzeilas and ashram ilos, or vice versa. An ashram gzeilas and ashram ilos that were brought as a keves should be kosher because after all, an ashram nazir and ashram mitzayra is kosher. Oh, my shimim barashim, what do you have? It has nothing to do with it. Danim davar shalo be'achshiro, mi davar shalo be'achshiro. But you're going to learn out a davar shalo be'achshiro, mi davar shalo be'achshiro. Understand? That's meant to be 2 years old. This is meant to be 1 year old. To compare two cases of shalo lishma, it's the same halacha, but over here it's a completely different din. Why? Well, I do that too, sir. Hello? V'atani minayin le'yotzei shim ala lo yered, sha'are yotzei kosher. Bibama? Huh? Timbuktu? Well, that's only because in reality, Tada Azot Torah Tola Riba Samechle.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. So we're holding today
Daf Mem Zayin on the base, right at the bottom, one line up, Tana Rabba. And we're still in the middle of this very complex sukkah, the relationship of the Kvasim, Kibsi Atzeres, and the Lechem. So Tana Rabba, Shachat Shnei Kvasim, Al Arba Chalot. Suppose you had four chalos at the time of Shkita. Only two of these chalos are ruyes, the mekudashes on the day, the kvasim. Moshech shtayim mehem. What you do is you take two out of the four. Umenifan. And you do the tnufa. It's the second tnufa. There's a tnufa. The kibsi atzeres have a tnufa while they're alive. They also have a tnufa after the shchita. Mihashar ne'echalot b'fidyon. The other two chalots, you could go ahead and be potent, then eat it. Amrua Rabbona Kamed Rav Chista. So Rabbona said to Rav Chista, you know, Hadaloka Rebbe, I mean, this does not work out according to Rebbe Shita, that Shkita is Makadish the Lechem. So if Shkita is Makadish the Lechem, how in the world, Yika Rebbe, Kimdam Shkita Makacha, the Parakul Hefa? How could you be Poder the other two? Now, obviously, my problem is not that they were all Kodesh, because only two of them are Roy to be Kodesh, right? So the way that I would be going about doing the pidyon is I would say, look, yeah, here's my money. Wherever the two are that are not Roy, I'll be paid to them on this money, and then they'll all be Roy to eat. Two will be Roy to eat because it gives you a third for Shochu. Two will be Roy to eat because they're who? What's the problem? So the Kohanim will eat all four, and this avoids any issues. There's no wastage, there's no sfeikas, and I call the Seder. But there is a problem, because although I can make a pidyon, as you just mentioned, where will I make this pidyon? That's the problem. Because consider for a moment, since Shkita is Makadish, the two out of the four, where they are, I have no idea, right? But the Parak Lahecha, where will I do the pidyon? Either Parak Lahecha, am I going to take all these scholars now outside, and I'm going to say, okay, now that they're outside, let me be part of them. Even just see Lifnei Hashem, if Sibu Biyotzi. Since they need to be Lifnei Hashem by the Tanufa, so they need to be Mamish Bifnim, says Vinifa Kohino Sam Alekama Bikurim, Lifnei Hashem. So how can I take them out? If I take them out, if Sibu Biyotzi. If I leave them in, Vigavoy, Amaya Kulam Lazor. If I'm going to leave them in, and then I'll be paid to them, then I'm creating Chulin Ba'azorah. So according to Rebbe, I have a logistical problem. So Bishlam is all that global description. So he owes the Lechem, even the two that are Ru'uyim, were not Mekudashes. Because he holds that you need to have Zrika, because he learned out from La'asot that you need all of the Asiyah. The Asiyah Zeba. Okay. Must be that it's not my Rebbe. That's the only conclusion. Amalu Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that I'm not. I hold it could go like Rebbe too. Liyolam Karebbe. And the truth is, Parakul Nigavoy, you can do the pidyon while they're still inside the Beis Hamikdash. Ayotayna, you're being mayel chulin lazor. You're not being mayel chulin lazor. Chulin the mela kahavna. Look, it was already in the Azorah. Right? So now, you weren't machnesit. You weren't malechun lazor. You did the fool of pidyon. Okay, you did the... No, well, I had the right to bring it in order to be machnesit with the kvasit.
But one of them turned out to be one chulin.
Okay, but you can't retroactively be machayim. Because at the time it was okay. Whether it was Al's backup, whatever it is, but I brought it up not to be, not to eat chulin bazor. But if I do this, I'm creating Kulam Bazar, but since I didn't bring it, since I gives them the mail. The problem is, Amalur Ravina Luravashi, the problem is the bride doesn't say like that. The bride says, Vatani Kishu Pudani Panel Bakut. The Pharisee can't do that. You can only put it outside. So it can't be Rebbe. It's according to Rebbe, it becomes Nipsal Beyaisi.
So it says for Ela Bechutz, why only Bechutz? What we just said, it should be either Bechutz or Bechutz. Why
well,
but only Bechutz?
According to Rebbe, it can't be Bechutz. It can only be Bechutz.
Right. And according to this
it can only be Bechutz, but it can't be Bechutz.
What's the far for the only
Bechutz? Problem. But the problem of Mayapur Mazot, that Bishwek, if I don't have a choice and I have to be Mazot, I can come under the swerve, but I mean, I can take it out, why should I do such a thing?
So they're worried about the retroactive, they're worried about...
No, they're worried about now even.
Oh, no, because it's a suffix, or it's not a suffix, it's a quasi...
The two of them are definitely not Kurdish. So why should I do this? If I can take them out, I'm doing Yaisi everything. So Havana with the Lazar Shimon, there's no choice. I mean, clearly it's for Lazar Shimon, because, I mean, after all, the Rebbe, who used to do the eighth, according to Rebbe, the Shita was Makari for two that are kosher. We're going to take them out, and I'm not going to have any that are kosher. Only Ravat, the great Rebbe of Ashi. You know, I have a very interesting Tiyufta on Rebbe Yochanan. Because, look, let me tell you Tiyufta Rebbe Yochanan, Hadi Yitmar. Todash Shaftal Shmonim Chavot. Chizki Omar, Kichu Arboi Mitok Shmoni. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a little Kichu Arboi Mitok Shmoni. Over here, what is the whole Brisa based on? That if you were shekted with the two kvasim, and there were four kalot, two of the kalot became kodesh, two of them you could be person. Problem is, Rabbi Yochanan tiny that in a similar case, remember, we have compared all along the cases of the relationship of the lech and of the teda to the lech and of the shtei lech that it gives that tzeret. Now, Rabbi Yochanan tiny that if you shat the tate on shmonim chalais, none of the chalais became kosher. You have to be miyaki, they are boim chalais. So according to him, this bride says, doesn't make any sense. The bride says, two are kodesh. This is the measure expanded to Garba. So lechora, this bride shows that Rabbi Yochanan, the negea toda, is wrong. No, that's not much of a problem. I mean, lav miyitmar Allah. Remember that on that machlokas of Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zeira explained that Hakol Modim Hechad Yomar Liktishu Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim Tiktiksha. Everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yochanan, if the Kohen says the Feresh that he wants to be, or the Bible says the Feresh, I want 40 out of the 80 to be Kurdish. So then 40 out of the 80 are Kurdish. Fine. So if that's the case, then maybe that's the case here, where he says, I want two out of the four to be Kurdish. I mean, the Brisa is not mechuyev to tell you all of the details of how it works out. Rabbi Yochanan will tell you that that's the case over here. He took the kibbutz atzeres, he had four chalos, and he said, I'm shechting the kvasim in order that there should be kedusha on two out of these four chalos, in which case it's not negev, Rabbi Yochanan.
The Brisa is just, he did it stunned without...
No, the Brisa is not defining it. Because that wasn't what concerned the Brisa. What concerned the Brisa was the condition of the pinyon. Okay, so it's not such a problem. Tani Reb Chanina Tursa, Kameh Reb Yochanan. Shachat Arba Akvasim Hashtei Chalot. Here we have the opposite situation. They took four Ekipsei Atzeret. They shecht the four Ekipsei Atzeret on two Chalots. Now two of these Kvasim are useless. They're not Kipsi Atzeres, obviously. So, well, I mean, what do you do? Meshek Shnayim, and take out two of the Kvasim now, after the Shkita, and do this Mikas Adam, but do it Shalom Lishma. That way, Shimi Atomaka, if you don't do that, then you're going to be Doka. As soon as you do this Rika of the two that are Kipsi Atzeres, you're being Doka for the other ones. And what are you going to do now? So the best thing to do is make them shlomi. Don't use them as kibsi atzeres, and then at least you'll be matzil the boser. Amalo Rabbi Yochanan, b'chiyamalo l'odem amod v'chatei b'shloshet tizkeh. I understand. We're telling the guy to do an avera. You're not allowed to make a zevach shelo l'shma. So we're telling him, it's okay. Go ahead, do the avera in order that you shouldn't lose out on the boser. Why would we do that? Well, it's not on it. It seems clear from the Mishnah. We do not do that. Here we have a situation where you have the Yevorim of Akatas that got mixed up in the Yevorim of Anayla. You know where we were when we learned this time. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Yitznu Lemala, you should nonetheless bring up all of the Yevorim, even the Yevorim of Akatas. Put it up on top of the Mizbeach. That way, at least you'll be burning the basar of the Ayla. And I'll say, but you're not allowed to put basar of Akatas on the Mizbeach. True. But remember, Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that you can always be Reya. Reya Yitzar Akatas Lamala Kilo Eitzim. I'll say that, look, whatever doesn't belong here, I'm burning, I'm putting it as fuel. I'm not putting it in order to be mocked with it. Whereas the Chachamim say, look, there's nothing to do. You have to throw out the whole thing. Because you don't have this option of pretending that it's Eitzu. Therefore, to Ubar Tzuratam, the Eitzu Lebek HaSrifa. Let it become Posol Varai Belina, and throw it out, burn it. Now, why is that a problem? Why can't we say, since Lamaisa there's definitely Avrei Eila, and the Avrei Eila have to go up on the Mizbeach, so let's do a little test. Bring up the Avrei Chatas, and that way we're going to be Yotze, we'll be Zayfer, the Avrei Eila. That's what you're saying over here. Let's do a little test. We'll make it Shalom Lishma. And that way, we'll at least we'll be Makshir Abbas. You see, in the mission, we don't do such a thing. So, Amai Lema Mod Bakate Bishvil Shechizkeh. Answers the Gemara on that. Come on, there's no comparison. Amod Bakate Bakatat Bishvil Shechizkeh Bakatat Amina. Amod Bakate Bakatat Bishvil Shechizkeh Ba'olah Lo Amina. What you're telling me to do over here is do something wrong to the Korban Chatas in order that you should be zochah to bring up the boss of the Avarim of the Korban Eila. That I'm not going to do. To say that in the Kivsei Atzeres I can be matzah, the buser of the Kivsei Atzeres, by being chotzei in the Kivsei Atzeres and bringing a Shalom Lishmana, that's certainly a possibility. All it says over here that is that it needs to be within the context of what you're being matzah. Excuse me? B'chadim nilsami amin? Okay, fine. I'll bring you another raya. That even if it's the same thing, you still don't say do a little sin in order to make things better. Because what about this? What time? Kivsei atzeret. Sheshavtam shelo lishman. Suppose you did the shechita shelo lishman, the kivsei atzeret. So suppose you shechted them lifnei zmana. Or liachar zmana. Suppose you shechted them before yontav, or you shechted them after yontav. They're no longer kosher for shteil lechem. Hadan yizarek, nabasar yeachel. We still do this rika. And the basar is eaten because it's not a kivsei atzeres, so it remains a shlamim. So I'll share all these are the same shlamim. The ima hayta shabbat, but if I did it shlo lishma and shvuit came out on Shabbos, then lo yizrok. I shouldn't do the zrika in that case. The im zarak hurtza. I mean after all. I can't be mocked here on Shabbos, because I mean, what am I going to do with a shalom on Shabbos? So, okay, what I'll have to do is I'll have to do the Haktarah tonight, after Shabbos. So now the Shaila is, why don't we simply say, go ahead and do this week on Shabbos? Because at least that way, you're going to be too scared to be able to be mocked here. But if you don't do the Zrika on Shabbos, but what do you mean? How are you doing the Zrika on Shabbos or something? You're not going to be here just being making it from the Zrika Shabbos. Okay, but at least I'll be Zrika to have a kosher carbon. Whereas like this, the Dam will become possible Lina, and I won't have anything. So, and this is all within the same Kipsi Atzeret. Okay. It's all within the same Kipsi Atzeret, but not within the Chet of Shabbos. You're telling me I should be faithful regarding Shabbos in order to be Zrika on the Zrika Shabbos. That I'm not going to say. So, Amor v'chatei b'Shabbos k'dei sh'tizke b'Shabbos amrina. Maybe I would say v'chatei b'Shabbos, but Amor v'chatei b'Shabbos k'dei sh'tizke b'chol lo amrina. I still, that's also considered to be two different things. And now, wait a second. But there's, you know what? Even in two different things, there's an inyan of Amor v'chatei b'tarte mili lo'oma. What's not? How about the famous mission of Agave the case? We have a barrel of truma that is tar, and it breaks. And the truma is now leaking out of the barrel and running into a holding pit, which is full of chulin tmeim. Now, if that truma gets into that chulin tmeim, the whole thing is blown. There's nothing you're going to be able to do with it. So now the question is, can you stop the leak with something that's tummy? You say you don't bring another barrel that's tummy. You say, well, the truma anyway is going to become tummy. So if I put the barrel, if I put a kli under the barrel, at least I'm not going to ruin my chulin. My shenken, if I don't put the kli under the chulin, under the barrel, the whole thing is ruined. Not only the truma, I'm going to be out $1 million of wine. So what do I do now? So if Lamaita is possible to be matil some of that Truma Bataira, everybody's going to should be matil Bataira. So if Maida Rabalazar of Yeshua, Im Yachola Tilimana Ravias Bataira Yatsu, if it shires to be matzil, even one Ravias of the Truma, and you have a small Kli that you can go run, by the time you run, it's all going to be leaked out except for one Ravias, that's what you got to do. But Im Lav, suppose you can't. Can it be Mimatzel Rabbis? All you have is a Kli that's Tameh. You can use this Kli that's Tameh to take the lead, and that way your Chulin will not become Tameh. So Rabbi Eliezer, Almera, Rabbi Eliezer says, look, you can't. And what are you going to do? Tereid with the Tameh, let the Chulin go down, be the Tameh the Chulin, V'al Yitamena B'yat. You don't have a right to be Mopsit Truma B'yadayim. You're going to bring the Tameh barrel now and be Mopsit. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Do a little chait in order to save your chulin. Now, over there, it's two different things. I mean, you're doing a chait in the truma to be matzah the chulin. And you've been shouting the whole time, well, for sure, two different things. We're not going to say the same thing we would say, but not the two different things. Here, even the two different things we're saying. Go be matami the truma via dain. Nah, come on. How could you even think of it? We're going to tell the guy to be chaytiv with truma in order to be matzah. Of course, that's not what's happening over here. The point that Rabbi Yoshua is saying, Avyatamena Biyad, is that he holds that since the truma is on its way into the chulin, it's no longer shayach to the din of mishmeres trumasi. Because it's holding now by nature to be tamei. For all kinds of purposes, it's already tamei. So what's wrong if you're namatame biyadayim? You're shining up into the Tumah Kalizma. Anyway, it's going to Abuda. So what's the chet? You're not doing the chet for your day. That's the question. But as far as to have to actually do a chet, then of course we would never say that you should be chayte to be matzah something else. Kiyos Rav Yitzchak Tani. Now when Rav Yitzchak came, he brought the price that said like this. Kivsei atzeret sheshachtan shaloka mitzvatan psulim. If you shecht kipsi atzeres shalom ishman, they're puzzle. There's nothing to about it. It's funny because all along we've been saying shalom ishman the kosher shlom. Now he's coming along, throwing out every assumption that we've made. I mean, we had a shiva. Should I do it lechatchila to make it kosher? In a case where there's four, I should do it lechatchila because of rechet in order to be matzil the other two. And he's saying a net for katog. There's no such thing. If you would be Mishana Shalol Shmo by the Kitsi Atzeres, for some reason they would be possible. Now, that's very strange because, I mean, a Shlomim doesn't become possible Shalol Shmo. So, I mean, even if you were Taina, that there's a problem with Shalol Shmo, certainly not going to possible the act of Shalol Shmo. I mean, we would think just the opposite. Shalol Shmo maybe would be Matzilit under certain circumstances. Now, here you're telling me Shalol Shmo possible. Why? And to Uba Tzuratan, you have to wait until it becomes apostle. This is very strange also. Why? I mean, Manushev is apostle now. So Taisus says this is going according to the Man B'Yomar who holds that even Pigel requires Ibur Tzura. Okay. So that's not the problem. Rav Nachman said to him, we should say, Rav Nachman, Mar de Makish Lulachatis. You know what? You, Rav Yitzchak, you hold that the Torah compares the din of the Kipsei Atzeres to the din of the Chatas, because since it says, Vatitem Si'ir Izim Echad Chatat, the Chatat, and then right away it says, Ushnei Kvasim. So the Shnei Kvasim there are Mukash to the Chatas. That's why you're learning that it's, though even though it says Zevach Shlamim, but it's comparing this Shlamim, the special Zivchei Shalmei Tzivur to the din of a Korban Chatas. A Chatas Shalom Lishma is possible. So you say it's possible. But everyone until now has said that it's Kosher Shalom Lishma. That's because the Tana Devei Levi, the Gomar Shalmei Cheva Mishalmei Nedava, Tanik Sheri, certainly the Tana Devei Levi would have, under the circumstances, this explains the other Shitas, they would have learned, even though there is a comparison to Chatas, not the Gabi, the din of Shalom Lishma. And I'll show you. Because we have exactly the same case. And remember that we've been learning all of the din of the relationship of the Zitzei Shalmei Tzibur from the din of El Nazir or Rav Feda which are the other cases where you have lechem. Now over there, the Tani Levi said like this, V'shar shalmei nazir, sheshachtan shaloka mitzvatan, if you have now the other shalmei, so before that we were talking about carbonas that are supposed to, we're going to see later on more of it, carbonas that are supposed to be of a certain age, that are being brought at the wrong age. So that was the first part of the brisa. Then he continues on to say that other shalmei nazir, where you don't have this problem, but you brought them shaloka mitzvasa, let's say they were, Rashi learns it to the correct way to understand shaloka mitzvasa and the shalola shema. And then there's another shita that learns that it's a question of having brought the wrong age. Rashi brings that's an unjustifiable pshat, because then you couldn't say sheshachtan shaloka mitzvasa, because bringing them the wrong age is nothing to do with the shita. That's to do with the havah, so it's just a sheviyam shaloka mitzvasa. So he learns the pshat throughout the sugya is the shita with shaloka shema. So therefore, it's saying other shalmei nazir are ne'akolim liyom v'layla, meaning the El Nazir gets, if it's done shalol shema, it gets the din of a shlomim, except that it has the chumras of the El Nazir. The El Nazir has a din of a taita that's only eaten for one day, not 2 days, like and the night in between, like a shlomim. So therefore, it's there, chalim beyond the lav, it has that chumra. The aim to unim lo lechem velo zeroah, and it does not require lechem or the Zerah B'Sheila of the Nazir. But he does not say that because there's a Chatas that is brought together with the Nazir, and the El Nazir is put together with the Chatas, that therefore we should compare the El Nazir to the Chatas and say, well, if a Chatas is not kosher shalom l'shma, an El Nazir is not kosher shalom l'shma. Because he says, look, I'm going to compare things that are brought to Nadava. I'm not going to compare Nadava to a Chatas. So by the same token, we say over here, I'm going to compare Shlomim to the dinner of Shlomim. I'm not going to compare the dinner of Shlomim to the dinner of Chatas. Mamela, according to him, the halacha would be that shalol shema would be kosher, just like it would be on any shlomim. I'd rather compare a shalmei nedava, shalmei chayva, to keep the atzeret, the shalmei nedava, than to compare a shlomim to a karma chakas. Therefore, I say that your statement, Rabbi Yitzchak, is based on a shita that is comparing the shlomim to a chakas, which up until now we haven't even taken into consideration. And that's the other sheet that we've been based on this other day late. Right. Osham ben shana, Levi ben Shtayin. Ben Shtayin, Levi ben shana. Bisulin, v'tu'ubar tzuratam, v'yetzu l'beit ha'sreifa. So now, let's say somebody brings, is supposed to bring an Osham ben shana. Who brings an Asher Ben Shana, Nazir Tame, Metzera, they bring an Asher Ben Shana. Instead, he goes ahead and he brings an Asher Ben Shtei Shana, or a regular Asher, which is supposed to be Ben Shtei Shana, the Havi Ben Shana, and instead he goes ahead and he brings a Ben Shana, so let's say an Asher Shekhar Haruf, or Asher Mizeles, Asher Mi'ilais, he brings now the wrong age, he goes ahead and he shafts this. Psulim betu abar tzuratam v'yetzul abek asrifa. Aval, olat nazir v'olat yoledet v'olat mitzorah sh'ayu b'nei shtei shanim. However, when it comes to the korban eilah, in all of these cases of a nazir, yoledet and mitzorah, it says b'feresh keves. Keves has to be ben shana. If it's ben shnayim, it's already an ayah. And he goes there and he brings ben shnayim. In that case, if he shechts it, it's kosher. Why? If I have an Eilas Nadava, I can bring it any age I like. If that's the case, if I bring an Eilas Chova, even though it's the wrong age, it's still, I'm going to learn it out from an Eilas Nadava that it's kosher. Whereas, Kola Pasul Bekatas, Pasul Be Osham. My thinking, when it comes over here to the Osham, over there, I don't have an Asham Nadava to learn from, do I? I can't say, well, it's kosher as an ashram nedava, it's not kosher as an ashram nedava. No such thing. Therefore, the din would be that everything that passes by a katas passes by an ashram, chutz mishalo lishmo, except the din of shalo lishmo, which is possible by katas, is kosher by ashram, except, of course, according to Shita Rebbe Eliezer, remember back from Zvachim, that meanwhile, how can Rebbe Yitzchak say that we'll learn out a chayva from a chayva, rather than learning out a chayva from an adava? What do you mean? Here it says the Farish in the Brisa, that we learn out a chayva from an adava. And he would say we should take the Nazir's Ayla, or the Nazir's Shlomim, and we would learn it out of the Chatas. No, I can't tell you the lady, of course. Rabbi Yitzchak says, yeah, well, he asked me from this price. This price is obviously the Tana Develevi. The Tana Develevi always holds, as we just showed, that we don't ever learn out a shlamim from a chatas or a chayva from something that passes from a chayva. I'd rather learn out the eila from the same eila. The same way I'd rather learn a shlamim from the same shlamim. Even though one is a chayva, and one is an adova, same thing by an oila. I'd rather learn out an oila chayva from an oila adova than learn out an oila chayva from a chatas, which is a chayva. So according to Tana Develevi, it makes perfectly good sense. The ashram doesn't have an equivalent case. I can't learn it out from the nadava. The oila has, the kibsi atzeres have. What am I going to do? Run around and try to find out why it should be kosher? I'll compare it to the case of its own type of carbon, which is kosher, if it would be brought by nadava. But don't ask on me, says Rabbi Yitzchak. I was going according to the Shita, not like a Tana Devei Levi. I agree, of course, that it is a Tana Devei Levi, and it's perfectly logical there should be another brisa like that. Tashma, okay, how about this? The Tani Levi, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzorah, Sheshaktan Shelo Lishman Ksherim, Velo Alu Labalin Lishum Chuba. So if you shek now Nashem Nazir, Nashem Mitzorah, Shelo Lishman, it's like any other carbon, it's kosher, but it is not going to be Yotze Yeshiyim. Shaktan Mechusiz Man Babalin. Now suppose the 7 days of the Sfira was not completed. So now you can't bring this ashram yet, right? Yeah, we're talking about an ashram on Nazir Tomei. Can't bring the ashram yet. Can't bring the ashram mitzvah yet. So now, or they were too old, and I shech the ashram, shech them suli. Why are they possible? Inisalit mami shlami. Why can't I learn out this asham from Shlomi? You're telling me that the Tana Develevi learns out chayva from the Dova. So why wouldn't I learn out chayva from the Dova? Hey, come on, because Shlomi mishlamim gomar. Asham mishlamim lo gomar. They didn't say you learn out every chayva from the Dova, for heaven's sakes. They said that I'm going to learn out eilat chayva from eilat and Dova. I learn out Yipsi Atzeres from Shalmei Chayva, from Shalmei Nadava. They never said, I'm going to learn out, just because somewhere there's a carbon that's kosher, I'm going to learn out Ashram from a Shlomim. Just because he's also bringing an Ashram, also bringing a Shlomim. That they never said. So Ashram is Shlomim, lo Goma. Okay, but so even if the Goma a Shlomim is Shlomim, why can't they learn out an Ashram from an Ashram? Because what are they saying over here? There's a problem, you said, because after all, if it's going to be too old, it's going to be not kosher, why can't I learn out an Ashram Nazir, an Ashram Mitzera, but that's too old, from an Ashram Gezelas, an Ashram Meilas, which is always brought, the next day Shonim. So I should say, obviously, it's not fatal to an Ashram to bring it the next day Shonim. If I can bring a regular Ashram, if it wasn't an Ashram Nazir, an Ashram Mitzera, I could bring it if it was 2 years old, and that's okay. So why isn't it reasonable? In the same way they learn out the shlomim from a shlomim. They learn the shalmei cheva. It shouldn't be kosher. I'm doing it over here wrong. Okay, but I learn out from shalmei nedava. The yelatz nazir shouldn't be kosher. It's too old. So I learn out from yelatz nedava. It's the same thing. The asham nazir shouldn't be kosher because it's too old. I learn it out from the asham, not nedava. Another type of asham cheva, in which the other Ashram Chayva is kosher. So why isn't that just as consistent with it? It has to be Chayva min Adova. Like, I learn Chayva from Chayva, even better. So it makes perfect good sense, no? Om Reb Shimon Barashi, no. course, no. What we're trying to learn out is, what's the din if I do something wrong from what's the din if I do something wrong in something else? And you're saying, learn out when I do something wrong from a case where I do something right. Where did they ever say that? The Yarsham Me'ilos, the Yarsham Shim Chachalub, is supposed to be Ben Shtei Shonim. So you're going to say, therefore, an Arsham that I do wrong is kosher because there is an Arsham that I do right this way. But they never said such a thing. So all they said was, Donim Davar Shalo Behechshero, Midavar Shalo Behechshero. What you can learn out is something that is done wrong. I did the Zipchei Shalmei Tzibur Shalo Lishmar. So the son of the Beilevi says, look, and if you would have done other type of shlomim, shlomim, what would be the halacha? Would be kosher. They're also kosher. I bring an ayla that is older. Okay, fine. You'd be able to bring this ayla if you decided you want to bring this very early. Go bring it. You can't do that with an arshan. So let me say now, well, but there is an arshan that you might have been chayef to bring, but then I would have been chayef to bring the 2 years of age. So then I'm doing only what I'm allowed to do. How can I apply that to the case over here where I'm bringing it the wrong age by the Asher B'Tzera, and I'm bringing what's supposed to be a one-year Asher, I'm bringing it as a two-year-old Asher? So, Ein Danim Davar Shalo Be'Hekshiro, Mi Davar Shebe'Hekshiro. How can I learn out from a place where I'm doing the right thing? Well, why not? Well, we always do that, don't we? Hatanya, didn't we say many times, Minayim L'Yotze Shimola Lo Yereh, we bring a raya that something that was yotzei, if it's put on the mizbeach, should stay on the mizbeach. Why? Sha'arei yotzei kosher bibama. Because at the time the bamas are kosher. So then if I'm yotzei, it's kosher. I should hope so. If that, I mean, that bama by definition is yotzei. I mean, if yotzei isn't kosher bibama, nothing is kosher bibama. So, I mean, so there, what am I learning? I'm learning a dover be'aksheira. When the bum is kosher, yotzi is kosher. That's the hechsher of the bum. So I'm going to say, therefore, when it's in the Beis Hamikdash and the bum is osur, therefore it's also kosher. I thought you said you can't learn out something that's be'echshero. You know the answer to that one. We've had it also many, many times. Tana azeis teras ha'ila riba samichle. Tana never would have said such a thing. Since we know that on the one hand the Torah was marbe with the Torah, zeh Torah, that word Torah, Torah, achas kala eilim. So we had both ribuyim and miutim. The miutim were zos and he and ha'olah. So they're miutim. There's also ribuy. If we're going to make a determination, so which ones are Torah, achas kala eilim that are kosher, and which ones are not kosher? So there already the Torah said, consider the entire picture and recognize that there's times that yotzei is acceptable. So it's reasonable that the yotzei element is the one that the Torah was pushing for when it says zeis teiras. What have to say, Stam, that I'm going to compare something to a bama when by definition the bama is possible? That's crazy. Yeah, obviously I never would have said that. Therefore, say because true of Yavanat other than Leini. Now I'm not going to compare an Arsham ben Shana to a case with a Shia, but it's an Arsham ben Shtei Shana. It's exactly the same thing in the inverse.
Why don't we say it's a binyanah to teach us that you do that? You have the special riboy there.
In each case, there.
You have the riboy there to teach it here.
No. You never make a binyanah from the way that we have a lemur. You only make a binyanah from an actual halacha. Not the pattern of the way that the Torah is going to say, there's always a riboy and a miyat by all oil. And, I mean, that's what it would boil down to make a binyanah. Of course, we won't say something like that. Gentlemen, it's been a great pleasure. Exciting, efficient, effective. I don't dare go over time because we all will walk out of it.
Too long to make it right.
So too long you could make it right. That's right. That's very important. You can no longer tell your children too long to make it right. This is the level of amaratus. People running around saying too long. I'm going to go to the next page.